from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I have not seen a lineup posted. Means that it seems like there's a good chance that he's playing tonight. Like, if they would have put out a lineup at the normal time at 3 o'clock and he wasn't in there, okay, well, then maybe you start to think. But I think, obviously, they don't have a lineup out yet because I think they want to see how he feels.
I was going to say, does that mean they're waiting on him?
Yeah, I think 100% they are waiting on him just to see how he feels. We do have a little bit of Astro injury news. I don't know. I don't want to interrupt.
Kyle Tucker?
Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah,
Kyle Tucker is playing catch on the field right now at Minute Maid Park, and this is the first time. It's the first time that he has done anything on the field since he got hurt June 3rd.
Kyle Tucker!
It feels huge.
Is he playing catch with Justin Verlander, and is there more conviction behind the type of catch that Verlander and Kyle Tucker are they playing?
What is that conviction level?
I want to know who he's playing catch. Gary Pettis, get away! Let's get JV in there 3 days in a row, and let's get a level of conviction on that. Wow. Okay. Well, that's good news.
It's good news.
They feel a step. I do think it's something, Adam, where they feel comfortable with him being seen.
Yes. He's not like...
That had to be a part of it. They didn't want him to be seen.
Everything that he has done since June 3rd has been away from the cameras, away from the media. It's been in the cage. It's been in the trainer's room. So this is the first time that he is out in the open. Now, he's playing catch on the field. He's been throwing a lot since he's been hurt. I want to see him run on the field. That's what I need to see. I need to see him running on the field because I don't know if he's able to do that yet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the one thing. Are you surprised how long this has taken? I know for us on this well, like, it's hard to think there was, and we've discussed it, that there wasn't at least some sort of a hairline fracture, something. This has got to be the deepest bone bruise. We still haven't seen him run on the field.
I've seen him walk in the clubhouse quite a bit. It doesn't look great.
Last night sounds awful. Hold on, bring the music down. Bring the damn music down right now. Hold on.
Doesn't look great.
I need to take my headphones down. I would hear this in my real ears. Like as late as how? Like the last time that he, when you're saying doesn't look good, how long ago was this?
Last night.
All right, don't leave.
Last night. When you say, let me say this. When you say last night, by judging by his walk, because a part of me thought was, hey, All-Star break is coming up. Let's give him, you know, an extended week and a half, and then we'll bring. Like, do you think he could play a game tomorrow?
No.
Like, like unequivocally. You're not like you don't think he could play a game.
No.
Did he look like somebody who could play a game next week?
Probably not.
What in the hell happened to him? Did he actually use? Was it a hammer? Did he actually
shattered use a his hammer? Shin?
All I know is when it happened, I was there that night. When it happened, I thought he broke his leg. And
that Jermaine died?
Yes. He stayed down on the ground a long time after it happened. And then he got up and he wanted to stay in the game.
He wanted to stay in, I remember.
And so what happened was he walked to the on-deck circle and he kind of, you know, did whatever he did with his bat. And then he tried to jog to the batter's box to continue in the at-bat. And he shut it down right away. And seeing him in the clubhouse after the game on crutches, could barely walk with the crutches, like it was bad. Like, listen, I'm not saying that he broke his leg, but that was it. That's as deep a bone bruise as I think I've ever seen.
In history.
Yes.
By the way, Jordan is not in the lineup today. We'll see the rest of it according to Chandler Rome. Jordan is not in the Astros lineup after exiting yesterday's game.
It's not ideal.
With a hip issue.
Not a big surprise.
Yeah, probably nothing.
But this is a guy who he's only missed four games this season. He's only missed back-to-back games once this season. And so obviously they'll be careful with him, but it kind of goes to show you they don't have a lot of depth. And this is a long stretch without Kyle Tucker. And now whenever you have to lose two of those guys, two of those top four, man, that lineup is not nearly as formidable.
Well, here's the lineup. And you say not nearly as formidable. Let's hear it. Spoiler alert, John Singleton is hitting cleanup.
Someone's got to.
Altuve leads off Bregman.
Solid top two.
Moving in the three spot is Yiner Diaz. He is DHing tonight. So Salazar is somewhere in here. Singleton, as I said, is hitting cleanup. Pena is hitting fifth. Behind him, Joey Loperfido. And then in center field, Jake Myers, the defensive specialist. Jake Myers is in center field. In right field, Cabbage is in the game, and Salazar.
You gotta stop.
Salazar is the catcher, and no one more pissed off at this lineup than making his second start and now throwing just under 67 innings. Jake Bloss. He's got. Jake Bloss never dreamed that his second start would have John Singleton hitting cleanup in it, and he's playing for the Houston Astros. So that is the lineup, and I'm sure they will go out here and beat the dog S out of the Marlins because they're that bad. But you're right. That looks like a different lineup.
I've seen better Astros lineups.
Yes. Yep. I'm with you. I just thought Dubon might be able to sneak his way into today's lineup.
Right-handed starter for them.
Yeah.
So, stacking up with the lefties.
You're right. Why not?
A lot of lefties in there.
There it is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.